Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a very special edition of Living Loud Nation for Sunday, December 18, 2016. A quick couple of shout-outs. Today's the 51st birthday of Stone Cold Steve Austin, as well as the 45th birthday of Rob Van Dam. This is your post 2016 WWE Roadblock pay-per-view, Raw pay-per-view post show. And joining us is our former co-host. As always, I was going to do a great intro to cheer him up because he's been pissed off. Ladies and gentlemen, before I introduce this man, and before I introduce our co-host, I'm going to do something to make them laugh. So to make them laugh, here it is.
All I'm doing and all I'm that sexy desire, so what are they gonna do? You won't let them have a woman. They gonna have me, so somebody's gonna have to give us a woman.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Eric Brown.
Yo, what's up, man?
Oh, hey, Eric, what's up?
I'm in the mood to beat somebody half to death, but other than that, I'm fine.
Oh, it's good. I'm glad you're on here, man. I missed you.
The original trio is back. None against CJ Glipman, but Living Loud Nation, baby, we're here. And join us, the co-host. The man with the plan, the brother from another mother, Mr. Jim Davis.
Hey, y'all. Hey, everybody. I'm glad we're back together, man. Glad to hear your voice, Eric, man. I missed you, man.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot.
What y'all think about that fleece clip?
Hey, you really got an obsession with this guy, don't you? Maybe
guys,
you ought to go visit him in prison, you know?
Anyway, let's go through the matches. Did y'all watch the pay-per-view?
I didn't watch it, man. I was too pissed off.
I was busy talking to my uncle about some stuff, but
I heard the New Day lost.
They did lose. We have new tag team champions currently on Raw Talk, which is their after show. The new WWE Raw Tag Team Champions, Cesaro and Sheamus. Your thoughts? Jim?
I'm okay with it. It is what it is. What do you think, Eric?
Well, I kind of saw that coming, the way they were kind of building them up.
Okay.
Yeah.
They had to meet Demolition's record. And just to give you some background story. A couple months ago, a bunch of wrestlers, including Bill Eady and what's his fucking name? Anyway, Action Smash and Demolition. They're part of this bogus lawsuit against WWE for head trauma and concussions. So I think this was a slap in the face to Demolition. And by all means, I'm not taking anything away from our fellow African American brothers, but when you look, it doesn't matter what time era or whatever. When you look at Demolition and you look at New Day, yes, New Day was over. Yes, they sold some merch. But to me, Demolition's in my top five as, you know, one of the greatest tag teams of all time.
Because remember, originally they were called Road Warrior Ripoff, you know, but they proved themselves. They kind of jumped the shot when they added Crush, but.
Right, I'm just talking about Action Smash. Bill Eady.
That's
and,
true.
You're right,
Eric.
God, what's the other guy's name? Repo Man, Barry Darso.
Yeah.
That's his name.
And, you know, I heard that Axe was one of the toughest one of the group. I mean, he was somebody you didn't want to mess with.
Oh, yeah. And they're still wrestling on the independent circuit. It pissed me off that they did that. But let's go ahead and go through the matches and get your thoughts. Rusev versus Big Cass. I didn't really get to watch that match, so who really cares? The tag team match was really good. It was a really good match. And the ending was Sheamus was going for a tag, and he did a Cesaro didn't make the tag. He got in the ring, and he sacrificed himself as Kofi hit the SOS on him. And when he did that, Sheamus was still the legal man. He pushed Kofi off of Cesaro, who took the hit. 1, 2, 3, we have new tag team champions. And the New Day was like this star. I was waiting for a heel turn, like to hit, you know, smash him in the head with the belts, and Cesaro like hugged the guys or whatever, and Sheamus was like, I ain't have none of this. Sheamus proceeds to go over there and take the belts away from the New Day, and he's like, fuck this, I'm gonna go ahead and celebrate with the thing. I think overall this was a good pay-per-view. As you guys know, here in Dallas, I was at the TLC pay-per-view. And I have to say that this robot pay-per-view overall to me was a little better than the SmackDown pay-per-view. And the SmackDown pay-per-view was, I'd say, above average because since I was there live and in attendance. But let's go on to the next match. Braun Strowman versus Sami Zayn. He lasted for 10 minutes. At one point during the match, Mick Foley comes down there with a white towel. He was going to throw a towel in the ring. And Sami's like, fuck you, I'm not doing that. He took the towel, threw the towel in the crowd. And then, like, Strowman started, like, trying to, you know, it was all Strowman. It looked like a squash match. And Strowman tried to run against towards Zayn, hit the post, the ring post, and then that knocked him unconscious for a second. Tried to get his wherewithal back. Zayn, you know that spot where they like someone runs and they hit through the barricade by the timekeepers. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Well, you know at ringside where the timekeeper and the announcers are, and they got that barricade, and they, you know, sometimes they'll do that spot where someone will run and throw somebody through the security wall or whatever, and it crashes and burns. Well, that's what happened. So then Sami gets in the ring and he almost gets a 10, almost wins the match with a count out, but Braun Strowman's really quick for his size. So he gets back into the ring. He is proceeded with the Hooper kick, and the time limit fired, and Sami Zayn wins the match. Your thoughts? Anybody.
What do you think, Eric?
Anybody, Jim? I'm not trying to go through play by play, match by match. I'm just trying to give you the.
And you know what? I like the way they play. That sounds pretty good because how else is he going to realistically try to wrestle Braun Strowman? They're going to have to show it, you know. So, like, Andre is a giant squash match, basically. So, how big is that guy? Like, 6'9", 330 pounds?
385, something crazy like that.
Yeah. I mean, people don't realize how big that guy is. And he's a former strongman.
Backstage, let's see. Backstage, Kevin Owens gave Chris Jericho a holiday scarf, and Jericho threw it back in Owens' face. Seth Rollins versus Chris Jericho, pretty good match. There were dual chants early and many ringside fans with stupid idiot signs. Jericho got the walls of Jericho, but Rollins got to the ropes. Kevin Owens came out to distract Rollins. It didn't work. And Jericho yelled at Owens. Owens won with the pedigree. Your thoughts based off of that description.
I don't know. What do you, I mean, I'll let Eric answer.
Well, that's interesting. I'm probably Jericho and Elwins are going to start feuding, you know.
The next match we have is Rick Swan defend the Cruiserweight title against Brian Kendrick and TJ Perkins. Austin Aries did commentary in place of Byron Saxton. That's bullshit. Let me just tell anyone that's a fan of WMR, which is a private site. I'll send you guys the link. Basically, they broadcast every Raw, SmackDown, and WWE pay-per-views. So if you want to set up a free account, tell them that Uggle sent you. And you guys can get in if you don't want to pay for the WWE Network. I just both sent you both the link. You can go in there and watch the pretty much Raw SmackDown. That's how I watch Raw SmackDown because I can't justify paying for a TV service because I don't watch that much TV. So I find ways to cut the cord. So I've been a member for about 8-9 years. One of my good friends is the owner. So kind of keep it on the low, but spread the word to your good friends. Honestly, I didn't watch this match. I think that Rick Swann, which, by the way, guys, what do you think about the Cruiserweight division? Go ahead.
Well, it's okay. They got some good talent, but they need to market it a little better.
So it looks like Swan retained the title, and then Neville made his return. Neville took out both Perkins and Swan, and the crowd chanted, "Thank you, Neville." So it was almost like he turned heel. So Neville is in the Cruiserweight division. Backstage, we went to Kevin Owens knocking on Chris Jericho's locker door, but Jericho didn't answer. He basically was like, "I'm sorry, let's be friends." Now, let's talk about one of the big matches that everyone was looking forward to. The Iron Man 30-minute match for the women's title. This was a great match. Let me just read you the description. Sasha kicked out a regular natural selection, then Charlie hit one from the top rope to score the first fall. Sasha was able to rebound and score a roll-up pin to Charlie to make it 1-1. Charlie missed the moonsault, and Sasha got the bank statement. caller tapped out and to give Sasha the 2-1 advantage. They were very much both selling later in the match. Sasha was definitely selling the leg injury. They were both busting their ass. This was a great match. By the way, Charlotte, they had her looking good tonight. I mean, if they can get that mole off her face, man, she's fine as hell, dude. She's not ugly, but I can't help but every time when I see her, she looks like Ric Flair. But she's got a badass body. She's, you know, fitness model. You know, Jim Davis would know something about that since he's the pimp of all fitness models and porn stars and whatnot. But anyway, okay. I digress. Let me go through these results real quick. Charlotte missed the moonsault. Natasha got the main statement, 2-1. Charlotte got the figure eight on Sasha, and Sasha tapped out, making it 2-2 right before the time expired. The match went into overtime, and Charlotte went for Sasha's bad leg. Sasha got the main statement on, but Charlotte reversed it and put it in the figure four. She turned it into the figure eight to get the win. Sasha was bleeding at the end, and she had to be held back, and she was definitely selling the injury. Damn good match. So Charlotte is now a 4-time women's champion. Your thoughts?
They're playing pass around with that darn title.
I agree. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
They're playing hot potato.
Well, they are. But I mean, I agree with Eric. It's this better be the last, because let's be honest, they've got to mix things up in that women's division because it's.
Boring.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Thank you for saying
it's
that.
It's boring. I mean, it's basically boring. I mean,
I want to see TNA, I can watch porn.
I mean, if I want to see TNA, I can watch porn. I mean, give me some talent. I mean, they talk about TNA, but at least the women, they beat the crap out of each other in TNA.
Right.
Hey, I couldn't tell you who's who on TNA. Except that chick Allie, which. By the way, since I'm a foot fetish fan, there is a video of her when she was in CZW. A sub dude took her shoe off and sucked her toes. I thought that was pretty hot. But
I got a bit of a foot fetish too. Mickey, I remember my first was Mickey James. I remember when Mickey James did that touch fetish spread years ago.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Mickey James is hot, by the way. You can't deny that, right, Eric?
Oh my God, I would go raw on her.
I want to get Charlotte pregnant as well as Danielle Fishel.
I don't know about getting nobody pregnant. I just want to go raw on somebody.
Yeah, I agree with you. Since we're talking about, you know, Monday Night Raw, and Booker T is the greatest African American wrestler of all time. That's my opinion.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I think so. I don't think too many people will dispute that. King
no. Yeah. Do you think Rob, sorry to interrupt you. I'm gonna ask Eric, do you think Sasha Banks is hot?
What she has her hair like, because sometimes that hair like about to come off her head.
Okay.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it looks like she got a like hairline receding or some shit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's all that. I know we ain't supposed to be talking about women on here, but let me just say something about that. These women that even the BFF man, all this hair dyeing, bleaching your hair, killing your roots. And then you wonder why your hair looks like shit after 6 months of doing that.
And you're making the hair damage.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. You kill the roots of your hair, all that damn bleaching and coloring and shit. You know what I'm saying?
The only hair I care about the hair between your damn legs, okay? As long as you keep your hair on top straight, I don't care. Your hair between your legs, you have a shade, a little bit of hair. Well, you know, this is a hair
to you, baby.
That's all I care about.
So let me ask y'all something before we go into the main event. When it comes to women, I like a long haired woman, you know, aka Danielle Fishel. But how do y'all
damn
like
right.
women? Short hair, long hair, in between?
I like long hair. You Eric?
Yeah, I like long hair. And short hair, too. It depends how if it shoots your facial features. You know? But you know there was an old saying that when a woman cuts her hair, that means she's pissed off about something. And then I
true.
Heard that.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Oh, I just want to say to Eric, I want to tell you, man, I read your thing on the news feed, how you're not going to be nice anymore, and I just want to say, damn right, I got your back. I'm on your side on that shit.
You know, because I'm serious, because when I'm nice to people, when I'm an asshole, I get respect, I get better-looking women. You know, when I'm straight the fuck up, I'm out there going to tell somebody, look, I don't want to be your damn friend. I just, you know, I just want to fuck you. I don't care. Fuck. I'm just an ass. I mean, I'm straight the fuck up. I'm an asshole.
Ah, damn right.
I'm a straight up asshole.
Hey,
yeah,
I am too, man.
If Byron Sessions is listening to this, I'll send this to him. Hey, you need to put me down with Charlotte Flair, dog. I'm sorry. I need to get that bitch pregnant. You know, I mean, no disrespect to her, but I just want her, man. And she's talking to a black man right now. Let me just say, my dick
is
kicking in. So
Charlotte is big as shit. How is she, like 5'9" or something like that?
She looks like she's about 6 foot.
Yeah.
He's fine, the motherfucker.
I know she's strong as hell.
She got some big titties, man, like Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
You know, we don't have a toss of salad like Olive Garden. Hey, there was a rapper that said that once. I can't remember who said that. With big titties like Dolly Parton. You know what I'm talking
about,
right?
I like Bailey. Yeah, they talk about I like Bailey. Yeah, just saying.
All right, let's go into the main event. The main event, Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns. Good solid match, obviously. Kevin Owens was carrying Reigns. Jericho comes down, gives Owens a cold breaker, causing Reigns to get DQ'd, so we still have a champion. After the match, Jericho and Owens hugged. Seth Rollins came out, and Roman Reigns and him put a Roman gave a spear to Owens. Rollins hit the pedigree on Jericho. Reigns and Rollins powerbombed Y2J through the Spanish announce table. And then as Owens was running away, Rollins caught up with him, and then the Raw announce table, they gave him a powerbomb through that. And that's how the show ended. So, without seeing the show, how would you grade this show based off of the results that I just gave you? I'll give it a B+ for effort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be B+.
No, I go with B. I'm with Eric and you, B+.
So we got plenty of time left. We got about 5 minutes left to live feed and another 15 after party. So, you know, it's been a long time since the three of us have been on the line together on Living Loud Nation. So, Eric, I'm going to give you the opportunity, man. You were pissed off. I talked to you earlier. You want to air out any grievances about what you were going through? I know you... I called you so I can calm your ass down, you know. Cause you sound like you about to go post on somebody. And if you have a gun,
I got a couple of guns, but you know, it's just that people.
I can barely hear you, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. But I'm just saying it's I just let the wrong person close to me, you know, and basically got stabbed in the darn back. And then, like a bitch move, they're going to block your number. Don't you know, they don't want no more contact. I'm like, what the fuck? That's a bitch move, you know? I mean, you go
yeah,
in and then you don't want to, and then you don't want to talk about it. You blocking them like a coward.
I'm looking at your status. I won't read it live on the air, but I'm looking at your one you put up 27 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Well, I got your back, like Jim said. You know, I'll cut back on the booty warrior jokes. Cause I thought I had pissed you off. I was like, oh shit.
But Eric, I'm glad that you're back, cause I missed it. You know, I missed you, man, because me and Rob missed you, and it wasn't the same without you. CJ did a good job, but it wasn't the same without you, man. And I'm glad you're back.
Thank you. But yeah,
are you
welcome, man. You know, I just had to explode. I scared a couple people in Facebook. I've been getting calls all during the night, and they know how it is when I get pissed off.
Right.
Okay, let me tell you something. I got so pissed off, I backed off a whole street guy. I tapped off a gang one time. It's just like, look, y'all need to get the fuck up out of here.
Right.
I don't take a lot of shit from people. I'm a nice person. It takes a lot to set me off, and when you set me off, you better run.
Oh shit!
I had Subway for dinner, and I have, you know, eaten clean for once because I gotta get this weight down. I'll tell you more about it later. Here, Jim knows what I'm talking about. I had a salad and a footlong. I couldn't even finish the footlong. But man, that salad was off the motherfucking chain. Dog, I had lettuce, extra tomatoes, like chopped up tomatoes with extra pickles. I know this sounds crazy, but this is what I had. I had lettuce, extra tomatoes, extra pickles, a little salt and pepper, shredded cheese, Parmesan, and top it off with honey mustard. With some turkey. Now that's a meal right there.
Damn skip.
Yeah. I haven't had Subway in a while. I used to love Quiznos, but they closed the Quiznos down around my area, which ticked me off.
So what y'all have for dinner?
I met the best piece of ass I ever met in the Quiznos. This one, this little Cuban cutie. Whew, she was there. And she worked there, and you know, and she would give me a free sandwich every now and then.
I knew a chick. This had been about 7 years ago when I lived in a little town. South of Dallas, it's still in Dallas County called DeSoto. She was an older lady, but like I would get free Taco Bueno. I go there like one time. My former homeboy who sold out got married, but I said, "Say man, come over. We're gonna get some food." Man, we went up there, got $20 worth of food, man, for free. I go up there once a month or once a week. And get free food like a motherfucker, man.
Damn.
See, that's what I like to do. Like, that's what I've been doing around here. I find a couple spots, and, you know, fast food-wise, which I need to cut back, but, like, I keep the receipt, and I tell them they put my order up, and then I go back and get free food. I call them, and my order wasn't right, or like with like Jack in the Box, you can go on the website and you can talk about how your experience was, and then like the district manager call, and then he'd be like, like one time me, the BFF and her daughter were in a car a couple months ago, and they were like, So, Robert, you said that your order was wrong. What was wrong? I said cold fries, the burger wasn't right. It tasted like, you know, because, you know, when you're a black man, when it comes to meat,
when it comes to steak, you know, you gotta have this shit red blood, right? I don't know about y'all, but that's me. But I don't want to taste that red blood. I want my shit from the red blood. And I said, hey, I got some pancakes. So we're getting 3 entrees here. They're like, sure. Got a three-letter person, $25, $30 meal for food, man. I'm a hustler, man. I'm a hustler on these motherfuckers. I was really big on Papa John's and that kind of ran out. I mean, I gave me the day on pizza. I paid for the pizza. The pizza was cold, and I called him up, and I was like, man, this pizza was rotten, and the other stuff was rotten, and they sent me out a new order for food. Might learn something, Jane, you know, get some free food. I know you gotta watch what you eat. I'm just telling you.
You're talking to the mic, man.
Oh. Hang on, let me switch this. Let me switch this. Can y'all hear me better now?
Yeah.
Can y'all hear me better now? All right.
Yeah.
I switched the speakerphone. But yeah, man, we were talking about food. That's what I had tonight. Subway.
I had homemade pizza tonight.
And spaghetti.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, homemade spaghetti.
Eric, do you know how to cook?
Yeah.
What all do you know how to cook?
Let's see. Pizza, spaghetti, steak, potatoes. Stuff like that. I'm not
I need that.
Nothing, but...
I need that ex-girlfriend of mine. Y'all remember Cynthia when I did the live sex session months ago?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That bitch can cook. I'll tell you that much. She'd be like, look, you buy the groceries and I'll come over and cook it for you. I need to have her come and do that, like have her cook, you know, food for the week. Now that I'm on disability and stuff, which we won't get into. I'm kind of in a fucked up. I'll tell y'all what happened offline. I don't want to air it out here.
Okay.
Man, it's good to have all three of us on the line, man. I feel the vibe, man. It's almost like we never stopped doing the show together.
Yeah.
And I know that, Jim, I know that we said that, you know, moving forward in 2017, Living Loud Nation is not a wrestling show, but I figured that this was a special occasion. And, you know, give Eric a chance to come on the show, give his opinion. And, yeah, I love the vibe, man. I'm very much happy with this particular broadcast. It's a lot better than the last two we had.
True. I'm glad to have Eric back on the show, because I've always said this and told Rob this, and he knows it. To me, without Eric, there is no Live Out Loud Nation. And I just want to tell you that, Eric. Now that you're back.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now that you're back, now we are a group. Now we can sit back and talk whatever we want to talk about and do what we want to do. You know, Rob, I mean, I think that's what we've been – to me, it's just – it wasn't – I enjoyed who we tried to get to fill in for Eric, but without Eric, that show lost its – to me, it lost its popularity. Me and Rob tried, and we did try. Rob can say that, right, Rob?
Yeah, we really tried. And CJ held it down, but the only problem that we had with CJ, and I'm sure he's going to listen to this, and there's nothing against CJ, but CJ, we bumped into each other. CJ tends to kind of, like, talk over you. And I don't think he does it on purpose. I think that's just the way he talks.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I've been trying to like I'm thinking he's done with whatever he's talking about, and CJ is much a part of this as we are. Me and CJ have plans that we're talking about moving this brand along, and I'll tell you offline about it, Jim. Moving forward about you know taking Living Loud Nation to the next level in 2017, and. We're going to – one of the things we're talking about is, like, cutting back on the live stream and actually do, like, a recording kind of like Solo Monster does. So, like, if we fuck up something, we can go back and edit it. And then put it on Podbean and put it on iTunes. There's a lot of things we can do to grow this brand because this is a brand. And
right. Well,
go ahead.
I was gonna say, well, I'm gonna admit to this here. I'm not gonna lie to you, Rob, or you, Eric. I almost the past couple of days, I've almost came too close to the decision. I almost wanted to leave this podcast and go do something else. Then I realized, well, hold it. I think a lot of you, Rob, I think a lot of you, Eric, you know, you're both like my brothers, man. I love you to death. And I realize I can't leave this podcast because this is my family. And, Eric, I'm glad you're back, man, because without you, me and Rob, it just didn't feel right. I'm glad you're back because you're family, okay? And I just want to – you're welcome because we both mean that. And to me, with you back now, I can actually, not going to lie here, I'll be actually looking forward to doing the podcast with both of y'all now. Because now I'm more happy about it. but no, Eric, man, it's good to hear your voice, dude. You always made me and Rob's day with your advice on stuff. And I ain't going to lie to you. You growed on me, man, because I took some of your advice you taught me, man. So I'm glad that we can talk again.
Yeah, I just had to just take a break and then, you know, try to get things back together, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's good that you took your break and got what you need to get done, and I'm glad that you're back because I kept on saying, Rob, I mean, we got to get Eric back, get him back, and Rob and me have always were like, we don't know, but now we know, So Rob, are we still go ahead, Rob.
Are we what? Go ahead.
I was going to say, are we still going to, now that Eric back, are we still going to do wrestling and still talk about, like, Flash or Supergirl and shows like that, right?
Yeah, you know, that's one of the plans that we were going to have, doing it just live all the time. Because, I mean, the live feels cool, but I think we need to do this podcast as a recorded deal. And I'll tell you why. There's no time restrictions. We can all do it through Skype. And we call each other, record. We can do a weekly podcast that's 2 hours long. We say 30 minutes. And this is just an idea just top of my head. Say in the 2-hour podcast, we can talk wrestling for 30 minutes. Then for 30 minutes, we could, you know, talk football. Then the next hour, we could just talk about, you know, MGTOW or politics or whatever is on your mind. Yeah, because, you know, women's always a hot topic. Or
and here's the thing. I noticed the worse I treat them, the better they like me. I mean, you know, they know I'm dating more than one of them at the same time. They don't care. Well, if I'm nice and I'm sweet, a gentleman, they don't want to deal with me. But if I'm an asshole, I'm like, what the fuck?
Damn right.
I really need to give up this booty warrior obsession, man. It's ran its
course.
You need
to. It's just bullshit now. I'm boring.
It's kind of ran its course.
I thought, you know, guys, it's just like, man, this is not normal, man.
Because I got people thinking I'm gay, and y'all motherfuckers know I'm not gay. It's just I don't know. It's just funny as hell to me, man. Well, you guys have any closing thoughts you want to add before we get cut off here?
I don't. You, Eric?
No.
I mean, closing thoughts. Again, I know this is a one-time thing, Eric. You know, you're more than welcome to call in anytime. And whatever we're talking about, you always had a good emphasis. Me and C-Dre
are
going to get some more.
So, Eric, are you back now or what?
Basically, you know.
All right. Well, there you go, Rob. We got them back. This ain't a one-time thing. Because I'll say this here right now. If we're gonna take it to the next level, we gotta have Eric with us. Without Eric, it's not gonna work.
That's fine. And tomorrow, me and CJ are gonna iron out plans for Tuesday's podcast. Again, I don't know what we're gonna talk about, but you know, if you guys have any ideas for the show for Tuesday, you know, definitely. I think we do it after SmackDown, and you know. Unless something's developing, like, you know, Brock Lesnar getting suspended for a year from the Nevada Athletic Commission. That's not really news. We kind of all saw that coming, so.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they weren't just going to let the nigga just get off scot-free. They had to punish him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I'm glad that Eric's back, and we can work around his schedule, and we can – let's just keep it, because I just want Eric to know that he's back in the family. He never left. I'm glad that he's back, because he's like my brother from another mother.
Yeah.
So.
I appreciate that with both of y'all.
Oh, we love you too, man.
I'll call you guys right back. I'm going to go ahead and end the broadcast and post it online so people can listen to it. For Eric Brown and Jim Davis, I am Rob Smirnoff-Buzzle. This has been Living Loud Nation, your post 2016 WWE Roadblock pay-per-view. Thank you, and we'll see you Tuesday night.
All right, peace.